Shalom to all, and welcome back to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha. And today we are going to be learning the first aliyah in Parsha's Chukas, that is Perek Yotes, Pasuk Aleph. And the Pasuk tells us, "Vayedaber Shalom Moshe v'el Aaron Lemar," and Hashem spoke to Moshe and Aaron, saying, "Zois Chukas HaTaira, this is the decree of the Torah, Asher Tziva Hashem Lemar, that Hashem has commanded, saying, Daber al Bnei Israel, speak to the Bnei Israel, v'ikhu elecha, and you shall take for yourself Para Aduma Tamima, a pure red cow, Asherin Bamum, that does not have any blemish, Asher Loi Ala Aleha Oil, that a yoke has not gone upon it." Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk. What does that mean? This is the decree of the Torah. Because of Satan and all the nations of the world, they would harass Bnei Israel, saying, "Ma mitzvah azayis? What's this mitzvah? Ma tam yeshba? What's the whole purpose? What's the whole reason behind it?" That's why the word chukah is written in regards to it. This is a decree in front of me, says Hashem. You're not allowed to ask any questions about it. You shall take for yourself. It's always going to be called by your name. The para aduma that Moshe Rabbeinu did in the Midbar. Aduma Tamima, purely red cow. Shetehei Tamima ba'admimos. It should be completely pure in its redness. She'im ha'yabah shtei sar shecharis. Even if it has two black hairs, pesula, it's pasul. So back to Chumash Pasul Gimel. Unusate ma'isai Elazar kain, you shall give it to Elazar the kain. V'haitzi oisla mechutz l'machaneh. He shall take it outside of camp. V'shachat oisla l'fanof, and it shall be shechted in front of him. Let's see Rashi Pasul Gimel. Elazar mitzvasa b'sgan. The mitzvah is to do it with the deputy kain gadol. Al mechutz l'machaneh, chutz l'shalosh machanos, outside the three camps. V'shachat oisla l'fanof, zar shechet, a non kain shechts it. Elazar Raya, and Elazar watches him. Back to Chumash Pasuk Dalad. V'lakach Elazar Kain midam batzbay, and Elazar Kain takes from its blood with his finger, v'hiza el nechach pnei oil mayid midam sheva pa'amim, and he sprinkles towards el mayid its blood seven times. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Dalad. El nechach pnei oil mayid, oimid mizrach shel Yushalayim, he stands east of Yushalayim, u'mischavin v'raya pischo shel hechal b'shas azar sadam, and he concentrates, he focuses on the entrance of the hechal when he's sprinkling the blood. Back to Chumash Pasuk Hey, v'sarfas apar le'enov, and the cow is burned in front of him, as its hide, flesh, and blood, Alpirsha Yisraif, along with its waist, it's burned. V'lakach HaKayin, and the Kayin takes eight eras, cedar wood, v'ezayv, and hyssop, u'shnisay las, and a red thread, v'hishlach HaTech Sref Zapara, and he throws it into the burning cow. V'chibis begalav HaKayin, and the Kayin launders his clothing, brachas b'sar b'mayim, and he washes his flesh in water, v'achar yavei l'machine, and then he comes into the camp, v'tama Kayin ad arv, and this Kayin is going to be tami until the evening. V'asarif Isa, and the one that burnt it, yichabis begalav b'mayim, he also has to launder his clothing in water, brachas b'sar b'mayim, and he washes his flesh in water, and he's also tummy until the evening. And now a pure man gathers the ashes of the cow, and he places them outside camp in a pure place. And it will be for the assembly of Yisrael as a safeguard, nida, waters of sprinkling, for purification. So let's see Rashi over here. Pasuk Tes, the ashes are actually divided into three different parts. One of them was placed in Har Zesim, one of them was given to all the mishmars of Kahuna, one of them was placed in the chel, which is right outside the Beis HaMikdash. Zeshal mishmars hayachutz la'azara, the one given to the mishmars was outside the azara. Litol mimenu b'nei ha'yars v'chot shichel mitar, people of the cities, and anyone that needs to become tar, they would take from this one. Zeshal b'har mishcha, the one that was located on Har Zeisim, kaihanim gedayim l'par secheres mekad shenei mena, kaihanim gedayim that were going to do other paradumas, they would first use this one to be mekadish with it, become purified with it. Zeshal b'chel, the one located in the chel, nasal mishmars mekzeres hakasav, that was placed for safeguard forever, because the Pasuk tells us, Shinemar, Vahaisla das bnei Israel, Lemishmeres. So we need one for safeguard forever that wasn't used. Lemei Nida, what does that mean for Mei Nida? Lemei Hazaya, water for sprinkling. Kamai, Bayadu Evan B, Liyadu says Karnes Hagayim, Lashain Zrika, this is an expression of throwing or sprinkling. Chatasi, Lashain Chitoy, this is a lashon of purification or cleansing. Back to Chumash, Pasuk Yod. Vachibas Ha'isav is Ephra Paras Begadov, and the one that gather the ashes of the cow, he has to wash his clothing. Vitamayad Arv, he's going to be tummy until the evening. And it shall be for the Bnei Israel and the convert living among you for an eternal decree. Now, what's the purpose of the ashes of the Parah Aduma? Anyone that touched a mace, a corpse of a person, he's tummy for 7 days. He shall cleanse himself with it on the third day and on the seventh day, and then he'll become purified. And if he doesn't cleanse himself with it on the third and seventh day of his Tahara process, he does not become purified. Anyone that touches a corpse of a person that died, and he does not purify himself, as Mishkan Hashem Timei, and he went to the Mishkan of Hashem in a state of Toma and was Metameh, V'nechzra Nefshah Him Yisrael, that soul shall be cut off from Yisrael, Ki Mei Nida Loi Zayrak Olav Temei Yeh Aytu Masei Bay, because these waters for sprinkling were not sprinkled on him, his Toma is still on him. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yud Gimel, B'meis B'nefesh, V'ezu Meis, what type of corpse are we talking about? Shal Nefesh Adam, we're referring to the corpse of a person. Lohetzi Nefesh Behema, this excludes if he touched the corpse of an animal, Shein Tumas Tzri Chazoya, that type of Toma does not need sprinkling with the ashes of the Paraduma, Davar Acher B'nefesh Zur Revias Dam, it's referring to talking about a revias of blood from a person. As Mishkan Hashem Time, Im Nichnas La'azara, Afilu B'tvila, if he went into the Azara, even if he had already immersed himself, B'loy Hazaz Shlishi Shvi, without getting sprinkled the third and seventh day, Aytu Maseh Bay, Afal Bishet Haval, even though he went to the Mikvah, he still is going to be Chayev Karis for going into the Mishkan or the Beis HaMikdash. And back to Chumash Pasuk Yodalad, with more halachas relevant to the ashes of the Par Haduma. Zaysa Taira, this is the decree, Adam Kiyamas Ba'el, a person that dies inside a tent. Kalabal Ayel V'chalasher Ba'el, anyone that comes into the tent, it could also be a house, it doesn't have to be a tent, and anything which is in the tent, Yitmashiv Asyamim shall be tummy for 7 days. V'chal Klipa Suach, any open vessel, Asher Ein Samid Basil Love, that does not have a cover on top of it, Tamehu, that's also tummy. V'chalasher Yigal Pnei Asadeh, and in regards to anything which is touched in an open field, meaning it's not in a tent, it's not in a house. For example, Bachal Cherev, someone who touched someone killed by a sword, Ibe Mace, or he touched a corpse, Ibe Etzem Adam, or the bone of a person, Ibe Kavur, he touched a grave, Yit Mosheves Yamim, he shall be tummy for 7 days. And now the Pasuk describes how to actually make the ashes of the Paraduma into water that can be sprinkled, V'lakhula Tameh, and they shall take for the one that's Tameh, Me'afar Srefas Achatos, from the ashes of the burning of the Chatos, referring to the Paraduma, V'nosan Olav, Mayim Chaim, and place on it Mayim Chaim, which is spring water, El Keli, into the vessel. Now we're going to stop here for the day, right in the middle of the description of how to actually make the water the Par Aduma. We're going to pick up tomorrow with continuing this description, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.